Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local, and right now this is the first time in 2.5 years, 2.5 years that I have a band in studio right now. This feels really, really cool. It's like I've been waiting, you know, kind of just looking at it as more of like a marathon than a race, like hoping, you know, one of these days I'll be able to get the go-ahead to get a band in. And luckily, I am able to do it late night here in the studio. We got a band called Kaizo. How you guys doing?
Yo.
Doing good.
Great.
Hey, hey.
Right on. So before we jump into the interview, before we play some of your music, why don't you just introduce yourself? Tell us what you do in the band, and we'll get into the brass tacks of everything and talk about where you guys are from and whatnot. But yeah, why don't you start off? Where are you from? And what's your name and what do you do in the band?
Hi, my name's Josh. I play guitar and I do the production and mixing for the band Kaizo.
I'm Alex and I do vocals.
I'm Stan and I'm the bass player.
I am Lander, and I play drums.
And I'm Kyle. I'm the brand new guitarist.
All right. Let's start with you, Kyle. Where are you from originally? Are you a Northwest native?
Yep. Born and raised in, I was born in Seattle, raised in Edmonds, Limwood area, and I've been here my whole life.
Right on. And Lander?
I am also born and raised here in Kirkland.
Okay. Right on.
I'm a Wichita, Kansas kid.
What brought you to Seattle?
Military.
Really? Okay. Right on, man. And you guys, where are you guys originally from?
I'm from Pennsylvania, like southeast Pennsylvania, kind of near Philly.
Yep.
I'm from Savannah, Georgia.
Cool. Right on, man. Well, what brought you to Seattle?
Opportunity. At the time, like of 2018 or something like that, the scene there, I thought anyway, it was just kind of like going away. Just stuff wasn't happening anymore. And I wanted a new opportunity out here for like music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So. I finished up school and now I'm looking for jobs in the area for, you know, like production jobs and stuff like that, or anything doing it all with audio.
You know, I don't really know too many hardcore bands from the area, but as far as metal goes, like what an epic scene, right? Like Mastodon, Kylesa, stuff like that. You know, Baroness and whatnot.
Yeah, White Tusk as well.
Yes, indeed. Were there some good hardcore bands from there?
Yeah, Vatican actually.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, they just put out a record.
Up and coming. Yeah, they're pretty big now, but yeah, they were part of my scene.
Nice. Well, so let's get so the name Kaizo, where does it come from?
So I just heard it one time because there's a hack for video games. What do you call it, Stan?
It's a mod. It's a Super Mario mod.
Yeah. It's a modification. Yeah, it started with Mario. That's
I noticed you had the Nintendo Switch case when you came up here. So.
Yeah, it started with the Mario thing, Kaizo Mario, and they called it Ass Mario because it was impossible to beat. Like, you had to...
It's like God mode?
Yeah.
Pretty much,
Like, some levels, there'd be no ground, no floor at all. You'd have to completely depend on like jumping on enemies' heads at the exact second
and like spin catching jumps a turtle. Everything.
Yeah, you catch a turtle shell, like throw it at the right thing at the right moment, and then hop on
it's
that.
Very like precise.
So the most difficult video game you can imagine,
like impossible to beat. Yeah, and they had like Kaizo Pokemon games too. Whoa. Where it was like the first Pokemon you encounter is like level 50 or something.
Yeah, Kaizo is like a whole genre for video games now. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, and if you like, yeah, I just thought it sounded cool.
Yeah,
I thought
it sounded cool. It is cool.
And so I was like, we were pitching band names, and I was like, Kaizo, and Josh was like,
I was like, oh, yeah.
I just pictured it had something to do with samurais or something. It sounded kind of
like Japanese.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like a Japanese word for modified or hacked.
Yeah.
That's what originated.
Awesome, man. So you guys are like the most ass hardcore band. Is that right? You guys are like the ass level hardcore band?
No.
Okay. You guys have a show coming up here October 22nd at Bad Bar over in the Queen Anne neighborhood here in Seattle. So this is your first couple shows back, right? You guys have had some big life changes and cool stuff going on. So yeah. Why don't you fill me in with, you know, someone's having a kid, someone got married. You know, what's going on with the band? You guys are all doing some cool stuff. And you just finished school, right?
Yes, I did. I just graduated.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
It was a lot of hard work. It was a lot of all-nighters, too, so I'm just happy to be done with it and back playing shows and stuff.
Yeah, we're happy he's done, too, because it was hard to juggle both.
Function as a band.
And as a person as well.
Yeah, I felt bad putting all this pressure on him.
We kind of overloaded him with work.
Yeah, we're releasing a record, and he's like finishing school, and it's like he's doing all the production, so it's like, Josh, like, can we do this? And he's right? Like, yeah, I think I'll make time for that, like, maybe.
Yeah.
So glad that's over.
Yeah,
yeah, and I just got married, so
congratulations,
cool,
man.
Thanks.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you're about to be a daddy.
Yeah, my wife and I haven't announced to all of our friends yet, so hi, Seattle.
My bad. Just putting it up on Front Street.
Party, man.
Hopefully you announce it before this podcast and episode
right
goes up.
Right on KISW. Maybe we'll edit that.
Yeah, maybe not. Let me know.
Let's go.
Let me know.
Hell yeah.
Cool, man. Well, yeah, so the show's going to be going down at Bad Bar. I actually haven't been there yet, but it's going down October 22nd. You guys are also going to be playing a show in Portland. Is that right?
Yeah, the day before. Yeah, our buddies in Ayaz Luna are doing like a little tour. And we were going to join them for it, but the dates just didn't line up. So we were like, we'll just play the Pacific Northwest dates. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hell yeah. So shout out Ayaz Luna.
So, you know, what is it? Like March? What was it like? Yeah, March 2020. Where were you guys at? Were you guys, you know, got big plans, about to release something? What were you guys doing?
We were just starting up as a band.
Oh,
literally
cool.
Writing our first song.
How convenient.
Song.
Yeah,
literally.
We were like,
actually, second song.
Yeah, first or second song, and then the pandemic hit, and then we stopped seeing each other for like 8 months or something like that.
Yeah, January, I think I remember the exact day. I think it was January 20th we met at Georgetown Liquor.
Yep.
And we had like first met all each other because we basically met online. And then we started writing like the next week. And then they were like, COVID's happening. Everybody wash your hands. And so we were like, all right, we just can't shake hands or whatever.
It's going to be 2 weeks though. You know?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they were like, y'all can't breathe around each other. And we were like, all right, I guess we're doing this remotely.
Yeah. So we wrote our first record like on Zoom.
Oh, wow.
And then I just like did all the mixing and stuff and finished it like the next year.
That's great. Okay, so I guess then let's backtrack a little bit. How'd you guys meet and start the band? You know, what was that? What's the origin story of Kaizo and
so,
who was the originator?
I'll let you tell this one. I always tell it.
Yeah, Whole Foods in Inner Bay.
Oh yeah, I used to go there all the time. I work over in Inner Bay for my day job.
I worked there for like 2.5 years.
Okay.
I went over there on my lunch break because I work over there too, and Josh was the cashier, and he had the gauges and the piercings, and I was like, all right. And then he's ringing my stuff up, and he's like drumming on the register.
Yeah, I'm literally just like tapping as fast as I can.
And I'd already tried to start bands over here, and I had no luck. So I was like, I'm gonna just ask this fool, like, you play drums? And he was like, I actually play guitar. I used to play drums. And I was like, you trying to start a band? And he was like, yeah. And I was like heavy shit? And he was like, yeah. And so we exchanged numbers, and that was it.
Cool.
And then we just met up the next, what, it was like 2 days after that or something like that?
I think it was like a week.
We exchanged numbers like immediately, like as you're walking out the door.
Yeah. Less than a week later, we met up. Yeah. And then we found our original guitarist, Stan. Shout out, Stan. He moved to New York City.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we miss him.
We miss him very much.
Yeah, but he wrote a lot of the first record with us. And I actually found him on Craigslist. And every time I tell people that, they're like, Craigslist? People still use Craigslist?
Missed connections.
Yo. Yeah, no. He was the only person that I reached out to on Craigslist. And he showed up and wrote some badass riffs. So.
That's cool.
Shout out to him.
How'd you bring the rest of the band in the fold? How'd you guys meet up with these dudes?
Yeah.
Lander was on Instagram.
Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook.
Yeah, Alex posted in a local musicians group asking for, you know, a drummer for a metalcore project. And I was like, hey, I love that. I love playing drums and I like heavy music too. So I hit him up and I came to a practice or a, you know, audition or whatever.
Yeah, that was over at Substation, wasn't
it?
Yeah. Had you played in any other bands previously?
Honestly, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like so surprised when he showed up and started playing. I was like, how's this kid not in three bands?
Because drummers,
that's how it goes with drummers, right?
Yeah.
Like drummer, good drummer somewhere.
I remember you sending the video of him.
The Vane cover?
The Vane cover, yeah.
Wow. That's not a very easy song to cover.
I was like, Josh, Lander, this kid wants to play drums for us. And he was like, him up now.
Yeah.
Lander's incredibly good.
By Vane.
Wow.
That was the song I video auditioned with.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'd never been in a band before, really. You know, I grew up, like, playing jazz.
Mm.
And then went to school studying jazz drums for a year.
Wow.
And then dropped out because school sucks.
Sure.
And, yeah, school sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, school sucks.
And, you know,
as you just completed school.
Yeah, I'm lucky to have found such a good band for my first band.
Yeah, right?
You know, not everybody gets that opportunity.
All right. Well, how about you two?
I found these guys. Alex had posted in a couple of Facebook groups, and I hit them up the first time. I was playing in Two Clicks at the time.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't have enough time for this, so I kind of backed off. Two Clicks fell apart after the pandemic hit, and I came back and hit him up again. I was like, hey, is that spot still open? They had already put out the first record.
Yep.
And one of my buddies was like, you got to listen to this. It's so awesome. And I played it, and I was obsessed with it for like a month. I listened to it every day,
nice,
a couple times. And I finally hit Alex back up. I was like, you guys still got that bass spot open? And he was like,
That was actually me.
Whoever. So then Josh was like, all right, come to practice. It just happened to be like down the street from where I lived at. And I was like, this is like the best situation I could possibly ask for.
So. Yeah. Awesome, man. And how about you?
So I used to be in a couple local bands. The main one was Torn.
Okay, yeah.
Up until, I think, either end of 2018.
T-O-A-R-N.
T-O-A-R-N, yeah.
Yes, had them on the show, too.
Yeah. So I was with them for the Giant Killer record process and the Dying Flame record process.
Yeah.
And then I left. I was in another local as well, but they don't matter. and then just through similar circles, I was filling in for Torn earlier this year. And we played with Kaizo in someone's front lawn in Tacoma during Porch Fest.
That was
wow.
Bad.
That was super,
super
cool.
Super fun.
That was but, really sick. And then I hit Kyle in the mouth with a microphone.
God damn.
Yeah.
But it was an accident, right? Right.
Yeah.
at a VFW show that we put on, and then I felt really bad.
Yeah, but some like goofy interaction between me and Alex, I was like, you looking for a guitarist? Like wink.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah.
And I got some tabs, and here I am.
Sick.
That's dope. Well, okay, so you mentioned VFW Hall. I seen maybe about a year ago or so, you guys booked the Ballard VFW Hall for a show, and I was like, I live near Ballard. I had no idea there was a VFW Hall you could book for that. So, like, what you know, gave you guys who was it? You guys who booked the show, or
yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. What gave you the idea to book the Ballard VFW Hall, and how'd it go?
Yeah, where I come from in Pennsylvania, that's just what people do. They just book VFW halls.
Super DIY,
for punk and hardcore shows. And so I just hopped on Google, and I was like, where are all the VFW halls at? And I just started sending emails, and they got back to me. They're like one of the only VFW halls that got back to me.
Yeah, there used to be a bunch of shows at the West Seattle Legion Hall, but you know, that was years ago.
I saw Comeback Kid there. Awesome.
Yeah, I saw like with
they were with Jesus Piece that time.
Yep, Jesus Piece and Burn played that show. Saw, you know, Modern Life is War there,
yep.
Death Before Dishonor, tons of shows. First Rainfest, one of the shows was there. You know, I just thought it was so cool. So how did it go there at the Ballard VFW?
That first show was
Yeah, it
popping. I think we had like 200 people in there.
Wow.
Easily.
Yeah. Well, we were like, but it was also like the first show back from COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that so? Was that your first show? Period.
That was our first show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we had Hostilities from Portland.
Yeah.
They're the homies now.
Shout out Andy Rice.
Yeah. Shout out Andy. Shout out Jeff. Shout out Larissa. Shout out Colton. But yeah, no, that show was awesome. We met so many cool people there and made so many connections and jumped off tables and stuff. It was awesome.
That's dope.
Yeah. It was very fun.
And hopefully you got your deposit back or you're not.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Nice. Good. So we're actually going to go into a song here by Kaizo. And again, you guys are going to be playing October 22nd at the Bad Bar in Queen Anne. We're going to play a song called Anhedonia. So who wants to introduce this, man? I want to hear you like the cheesiest radio way possible. I want you to do like Morning Zoo style, you know. Hey, this is Kaizo. All right, who's doing it, dude? Who's doing it?
I guess it's me, all right. But just...
Just let her rip, dude.
Just... I don't know.
I got it.
Okay. Preston and Steve style.
All right. Hey, you're listening to KISW. This is Anhedonia?
Yeah.
Okay, let me start.
All right, we're good.
Hey, you're listening to KISW. This is Anhedonia by Kaizo.
On Loud and Local.
Make me feel something. I numb my bones. I'm weak. My jaw is tired. My teeth. I'm grinding constantly. I'm fucking gone. I feel the ground, but I can't get home. I got my breath, but it's not enough. I need another soul. My spirit crush like stimulants to a dead man. A dream that's working as well as it can. Don't wait for me on the other side. This is the end of the
football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anhedonia by Kaizo here on Loud and Local, and they're going to be playing October 22nd at Bad Bar in Queen Anne. If people can't make it to the show, what's a good way to support you guys? Do you guys, you know, sell physical? Do you guys do just prefer the streaming or like Bandcamp? What's the best way to support you guys if you can't make it out to a show?
Yeah, Bandcamp is rad. They take small cuts, and it's like pretty straightforward for selling merch and
yeah.
We still got some physical CDs left. Nobody does CDs anymore. We're going to do cassettes next. Cassettes seem to be where it's at.
I still buy CDs, believe it or not.
Dude,
I buy CDs.
I love CDs.
I do.
Oh, I got your CDs in the car.
Nice, dude. All right. See,
which is
there
like
we go.
Two blocks away, but. Yeah, Bandcamp.
Nice. Okay, right on. Well, I'm curious about kind of like your musical journey as far as like being a fan of music, getting into music and stuff. Let's start with you real quick. What got you into heavy music and the underground stuff? Because, you know, most people aren't born with a With Honor CD in their, you know, in their hand. What got you into underground music?
Yeah, we're just talking about this on the way over here, actually. Mm-hmm. So my dad was into like hair metal and
nice.
He was in a metal band when he was younger.
What are their names? What's their name? Hair metal band.
Oh, I do remember their name. It was Sonic Annihilation.
Ooh, dude, you guys need to make a song called Sonic Annihilation.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, so I grew up listening to like Metallica, Megadeth, mm-hmm. Stuff like that. And then I have a brother who's 15 months older than mm-hmm. me to the day. So we kind of discovered like Linkin Park and mm-hmm. like the new metal stuff, like
yep.
Korn and System of a Down in like the late 90s.
On WMMR.
On WMMR, probably, yep. Yeah. And then kind of went down the rabbit hole from there, started listening to like AFI
yep.
and The Used and stuff in like 2003 when that's popular. Senses Fail. My Chemical Romance, like the emo stuff.
When we were young.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then kind of found like Under Oath and The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
Through Comcast Video on Demand.
Wow. Shout out Comcast Video on Demand.
Shout out Comcast. They're a Philly company, yeah.
There you go.
Xfinity now. But yeah, so found those bands, and I was like, damn, I need more of this, like, crazy screaming shit.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Yeah, and that was kind of before, like, I guess MySpace was around.
Sure, sure.
That was pretty much it, so, yeah, just kind of went down the rabbit hole of like video on demand.
Yeah, yeah.
Checking out bands, and like my friends would burn me CDs and they'd be like, oh, you got to check this band out.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's it. That's a wrap.
All right, whoever wants to jump in, what about your hardcore origin story?
So I went through a bunch of phases.
Yeah.
Like when I was younger, I listened to nothing but like what my parents listened to.
Okay.
So it was like, you know, AC/DC, sure. Like all these other like rock bands.
Yeah.
And then maybe when I was like getting into like high school, I started listening to like Bullet for My Valentine, like okay. That kind of stuff, a little bit heavier.
Yeah.
And then.
But still a little accessible.
Yeah. And then when I was 15, my girlfriend at the time showed me Pray for Plagues by Bring Me the Horizon. I was like, yeah. What the hell is this? Like, like I don't know if I like
it's
this
too
or not.
Intense.
Yeah, I was like, this is crazy. And then just like I just kept listening to it over again. And I was just like, this is insane. I actually really like this.
Yeah.
And then I had my whole scene phase, like hair in front of the eyes and everything like that. Yeah. And then I kind of got out of metal for like quite a while, probably for like 5 or 6 years, and just like was listening to like emo music and just like joining emo bands, not playing like metal or anything like that, just, you know, just easy stuff. And then it kind of kicked back up whenever I moved out here and I met Alex and started playing metal out here, because he showed me all these different bands and I was like, oh, like this is cool.
Yeah.
Like I could really listen to this stuff, and that's just where it's at now. It's just like I'm constantly discovering stuff that I've never listened to that's been out for years.
Nice.
It's just like
the deep dive. He's giving you the starter pack.
Exactly.
I like it. And how about you, man?
So I used to be a skateboarder.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
So the Tony Hawk soundtrack.
Exactly. I mean, nice. You already know. That was in my wheelhouse. I was perfect age for it. And then, I never really got into like heavy stuff like traditionally. What I did with my skateboarding stuff is back in Wichita, there was a skate park that had like a random stage on it because it used to be an auditorium, and they tore the school down.
Wow.
So in between skate contests, they would have bands play, and I kind of got into like the punk scene through that.
Sure.
And then from there, I just thought that was the coolest thing. And
yeah.
I was 18. I moved out of my parents' house, and me and my buddies, to pay rent, we would just book bands because we were broke. And,
yeah.
And that's kind of how I got into everything, and one thing led to another. Next thing I know, I'm wearing terror hoodies every day.
Yeah. So you before we hopped on the microphones here, you were mentioning, you know, back in Wichita, you used to do the same thing. You used to book shows at the VFW halls. What were some of the biggest shows or some of your favorite shows that you booked?
I feel like that's just common out east, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We would just stock bands on MySpace.
Sure.
And anyone that was coming through the area had a day off, we'd be like, hey, do you want to make $200? And they'd come play our living room. I think the biggest show I ever did, we booked as Blood Runs Black on their very Ooh. First US tour, and they played in my living room.
Wow.
And our floor almost caved in because they insisted on playing with full stacks.
God damn.
It was awesome. What? They played with Catherine and other band. I can't remember, but
okay. That's like the early days of deathcore, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh man.
That MySpace deathcore coming back, dude. How about you, man? What's your hardcore music or underground origin story?
I mean, first exposure to heavy music was like when I was 6 and my dad had Metallica and Justice for All in his car, you know, and we would like listen to it whenever I was in the car.
And you're like, Lars is the best drummer ever.
At the time, I didn't
the St. Anger snare.
I didn't even think about drums, honestly. But and then, like, when I was 10, 9 or 10, a game called Rock Band came out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Xbox.
All
right.
And from the Fire and the Flames.
Yeah.
Dragon Force, baby.
I was obsessed with Dragon Force when I was in, like,
me too. As you are. As you are.
Band for 11 years.
Lander, this is going on the radio.
I know.
You still are.
Well, I was a baby, so it was fine. but yeah, I got like into all the, you know, heavy bands that were in that game, and then just, you know, spread out from there. Towards high school, I started like, you know, reading on forums for more underground stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of a single example of what I was listening to at that time, probably because it was all too embarrassing.
But when did you start playing drums?
I started playing drums as a direct result of playing Rock Band.
That's so cool.
My dad bought me a drum kit when I was 10.
Yeah.
A 80s Tama Imperial Star Concert Tom kit.
Nice.
7-piece. It was awesome. I still have it.
Is that the one that's just like in the stack? Like,
yeah, yeah.
The one that my guitar's in, I think.
And So I just like fell in love with drums immediately.
That's cool.
You know, played in all the school bands and everything. Got into playing jazz.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Right on. And how about you? Last but not least, what's your underground music origin story?
So, like, my older brother showed me stuff like Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace when I was like 6, 7, and 8. And then, similar to what Alex said, Comcast On Demand Music.
Yeah.
I discovered Disengaged by Suicide Silence.
Okay.
And actually, I remember my first like reaction to it was it made me uncomfortable with how heavy it was. And
yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to listen to that again. And then I listened to it more. I was like, yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was super, super into deathcore from then to like 14, and of course I still listen to like deathcore and that kind of stuff, but at 14 I was introduced to the local hardcore scene. First hardcore shows, Vessels played, a band called Motion played. You've met some people that were in Motion. They're a new band called Lilith now.
Shout out Garrett, shout out Lilith,
Motion forever,
homies.
For sure. Yeah, that's just kind of my musical journey. It's just that, and like I played in school band and jazz band and whatnot, so I'm like a little classically trained, and then got a guitar when I was like 9 or 10 as well, like right after discovering heavy music. So I was like, oh, I want this thing super bad.
All right. In your opinion, what's the best deathcore band of all time?
I am very, very biased. I will say Mitch Lucker era. Suicide Silence. It's probably The Cleansing because of how raw and disgusting
The Cleansing is such a sick record.
Like,
and it aged so well.
It aged really well. And with like No Time to Bleed, they obviously tracked separately on that record, right? Like one guitarist went, but The Cleansing, I believe they did it all in one room in one take or a couple takes, and it's perfect.
So I'm excited to hear the new album because they recorded with Taylor Young from God's Hate and like Nails, and so he's going to bring it back to like raw.
Yeah, if they're going to bring back the raw
no
sound.
Drum triggers, it's like old school Suicide Silence.
Did Taylor Young do Abandon All Life for Nails?
I think so, yeah.
That's a great sounding record too. Yeah, and that's another band that like I love Power Violence and just most aggressive,
obnoxiously loud and insane
feedback
music.
Like I'm like in the Seattle scene, at least years past, like people would mosh to feedback all the
nice
time. Like, dude, like I see the biggest knockouts, the most
crowd killed feedback.
It's
like at Zulu the
other day. We saw Zulu at Vera on Friday
during the move set,
and move set real ones moshed to feedback, and everyone lost it. Yo,
wild. Yeah,
how was the Zulu show? Was it awesome?
Oh my god,
that's a great band.
I got laid out pretty good. We saw a couple.
I got rocked in the nose by my new homie, Cody. Shout out, Cody.
See, that's the funny thing about hardcore and heavy music is you guys are like hyped about talking about getting knocked out. Most of the time, people would be like, man, I'm never going back to that. But you guys are like, best show ever. I got knocked out, bro.
Yo, Cody hit me right in the nose, like 3 songs in for Zulu. And then I didn't say nothing. I didn't know him at the time, right?
Sure.
And then on Monday, I went to Hammerhead House for the Jail show, Jail and Denial of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody was there, and I walked right up to him, and I was like, yo, fool, you hit me right in the nose during Zulu, man. That shit was awesome. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry about that. And I was like, nah, dude, it's chilling. And
instant
he was like
bros.
The nicest guy in the world. It was so chill.
That's awesome. Right on, man. Well, now that we got the story of the band and the story of you guys' origin and whatnot, as far as like getting into the music, we're going to go into another song here, and this is called Baggage. Anyone want to drop a kind of tell me a little bit about this song? Let me know about the Baggage.
The Baggage, I wanted to write like a, we were still kind of like figuring out our sound during the first record, and I feel like Baggage was the one that turned out probably most like what we write now. I just kind of was just like going and then sending it back and forth, and just like, what do you guys think about this part? Or like, we'd be on Zoom, it's like, what do you think about this? Like, oh yes,
we just wanted it to be bouncy. As like Josh would write something and I'd be like, it's not bouncy enough.
Yeah. Right.
So he write it again and
made it bouncy, dude.
It all went through a lot of changes though. It was like,
yeah,
there was like weird time signatures and stuff that we cut, and like, I don't know. It's I like how it turned out. It's awesome.
Yeah,
nice, dude. Well, let's go into Bouncy Baggage. It's Kaizo here on Loud and Local.
I won't lose yourself.
Kaizo here on Loud and Local. Going to be playing October 22nd at Bad Bar in Queen Anne. That was Baggage you just heard. You can check them out on Bandcamp. You can stream them anywhere you find streaming. Buy a t-shirt. Go to their show October 22nd. Support local hardcore metal music. First off, I'm kind of curious what's going on with the guys in 2022, 2023. You guys going to write some new stuff? You guys going to do some more touring? What are some plans in the next 6 months or so?
Yeah, we have we have a couple songs that we are planning on putting on the next record already.
Awesome.
It's just in the talking about it phase, right?
Yeah, sure. We just started talking about...
I mean, you guys have just gotten, you know, a lot of life has happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Starting to clear up a little bit, so now I can... We can focus on
time to move on.
And now we got Kyle, and they're very ambitious to write. So I'm super stoked about it because Kyle writes some badass.
Nice, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. So new record probably next year.
No specific date or anything.
No specific date. Yeah.
We're just gonna take our time with it. And just kind of.
Yeah. And we're hoping to do a tour next spring.
Awesome.
Probably an East Coast run.
Probably
East Coast run in April because Josh and I have a lot of connections on the East Coast. And
rent some VFW halls over in the East Coast.
Good excuse to have a big road trip on the other side of the country.
That'd be great. Right on. Well, my last question for you, and this is totally just off the cuff, and this is a Northwest-focused radio show. It's a Loud and Local. So I know some of you guys are from the, you know, outside of the Seattle area, but there's a rich history of music here in the Northwest, you know, be it Nirvana to, you know, bands up and coming like Lilith and whatnot. What's your favorite or a couple of your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
Botch.
Nice. Yeah. Dude. Yeah. Botch. Just dropped a brand new song. Who would have thought?
Yeah, of all time, Botch. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely Botch. Lilith. Shout out Lilith. I just love everything Garrett's been involved in.
Yeah, Lilith is...
like
the best band.
My personal favorite thing coming out of Seattle right now.
Yeah, that full length they put out last year.
Post-Deus is an incredible record.
If you haven't listened to that.
As you learned with them on the air with you, that one was in the works for a long time.
Yeah.
And I was even like hanging out at Garrett and Tay's house, like watching him like with a guitar and then type something in the Guitar Pro, you know, and then pick up his guitar again. So like,
yeah.
Yeah,
and that's one of those records you can listen to like front to back.
Yeah,
and run it back honestly.
There's not a single moment of filler in that record.
Yeah,
like I guess in like modern, you know, like today's music out of Seattle, Lilith is definitely like something to be apprised of. Nurser is a super
great band. Yeah, shout out to Matt from Nurser.
Yeah. I don't know anyone from Nurser.
It's a good band. Yeah,
shout out Self Deprecator too.
Yeah,
my boys, nice. My boys Biagio and Matt.
Ooh, yeah, Pound is super super cool.
Yeah, too. Shout out Ryan the Beard.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, yeah, he's cool. And, he's cool. So
Eris is dope too.
Yes, great band.
Everything Pettibone does is good.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and shout out Spur. Spur is from Bellingham.
I don't know Spur yet.
Yeah, Spur. We played two shows with Spur. I just saw them again on Monday at Hammerhead House in Tacoma, and those kids. Know what the fuck is up.
Spur.
Those
what kids. Are kind of hardcore music? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in your face, hardcore. And just fast and angry and loud. Just
cool.
So much like energy and aggression. And their live is just so, so raw. Mm-hmm. So
nice,
good.
Dude.
Another really cool one is Denial of Life.
Yeah.
They did a little like in studio session with Hate56 as well.
Yeah. I'm working on getting them on the show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Denial of Life. They were at that show on Monday too, and they were amazing.
Cool.
Honestly, the best band there.
Right on. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming up to the show. Again, Kaizo, the first band I've had in studio for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming up. Thanks for making the time here on a Tuesday night.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Glad to be here.
Any final words for the Northwest, for Seattle, for you know the Northwest hardcore and music scene?
Yeah, I just want to say personally, like, everyone here has just been so, like, welcoming and chill. Us being, like, pretty much all transplants when we started, now we got three native Pacific Northwesterners, but, everyone was just super welcoming and chill.
It's very refreshing.
Yeah, so I was really hype about that, because, yeah, people can be, like, you know, scenes can be clicky and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was a little worried about that, but...
Cool. Well, you know, it all happened at the Inner Bay Whole Foods, and it was magic from there.
Yeah.
Shout out Inner Bay Whole Foods.
No, not shout out Whole Foods.
Right on, man. Well, we're going to go into a final song, No Peace, who's gonna intro this one?
I'll do it.
You'll do it? All right. Can you do a little cheesy radio DJ?
Yeah, KASW.
Yeah.
And this is No Peace?
Shout out.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out Aaron Hurd. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it. You guys.
So this song features Aaron Hurd.
Yes.
Yeah, from Jesus Peace. That's awesome. Dope. Get that out of the way. All right.
You're listening to I gotta run it through real quick.
All right, run it back, bro. Run it back. Let's go.
You're listening to KISW.
Yeah, KISW. Make it as wacky as possible.
Right. This is No Peace.
Honk honk. Awooga. All right. Get some 808 blasts.
This is the morning drive.
Exactly.
All right. You're listening to KISW. This is No Peace. Featuring Aaron Hurd from Jesus Peace.
Bye, Kaizo.
Bye, Kaizo.
Here it is. It's loud and local.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.